Life.
It's a 21 gun salute, part of it anyway, for Veterans Day. How did you celebrate Veterans Day? Once again, it is Veterans Week here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hats off and a big applause to all of you who have served the military in some capacity. Many of you listening to us still serving and are in the middle of sometimes some incredible sacrifice for family members. I love when I was a kid because I come from a family where uncles and grandfather and really everybody served. And it's amazing to hear the stories. Still, to me, some of the stories resonate over the years when they talked about everything from the Philippines and Korea, some of the older great uncles and whatnot, to even Vietnam and some of what they saw and the camaraderie among the military folks in my family. I cannot tell you how proud I am. And I think there are a lot of people that are family members who didn't serve who understand it and feel the very, very same way. So coming up on this show, on this hour, we're going to introduce you to somebody else who was a member of the Green Berets. Wait till you hear his story about just being dropped in all kinds of places and what it meant and what it took to be a Green Beret and how he found himself in that situation. We're also going to tell you about the Green Beret Foundation and what they're doing to help so many families. If you want to be part of the show, as always, you can chip away at things with me at 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. And naturally, things are still shifting in the direction of what's happening with the Affordable Health Care Act, aka Obamacare, and the big fight that's happening. And now some of the proposals by Democratic senators or bills that are out there, two of them, one from a Democratic senator, Mary Landrieu, from Louisiana, and the other coming to us in the House, where we talk about allowing people to keep their health plans. There should be some votes coming up on that, but I don't think ultimately they'll get the support of the president, no matter what happens there. Let's go to Tomas off the bat in Michigan. Hey, Tomas, how are you?
Well, I'm doing all right. A good Marine Corps birthday, which was a Sunday, and then a good Veterans Day. So, I posted something on your Facebook there. It's a nice little, Oh Say Can You See there, a little song there.
I saw it. It was great. I saw it. I played it, yes.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. And then on top of that, though, I posted something about Goldman Sachs. Apparently, Goldman Sachs did not lose any money in the entire first quarter of the year. That means every day they were trading was a winning day of at least $25 million. That was the worst day they had for the entire first quarter. That's 3 months of trading. Never happened before, okay? And
I know. I read that story, and I appreciate the post. I saw that. That's right. They had zero trading loss. Incredible. Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, I'd love to hear the guy in Norway, your friend over there, comment on that, because, it's just everybody else here is, trying to figure out stock market, move their mutual funds and their stocks to the best place, and they're worried about it. And then look at Goldman Sachs, and Goldman Sachs can't figure out how to lose money.
Yeah, it is. It is unbelievable, isn't it? I'm glad you pointed that. That was something that was on Bloomberg. Yeah, crazy. I mean, absolutely. How is that possible?
Right. You combine that with, Obamacare. I mean, people have. We just that democracy without capitalism is just a word. Okay. For example, if you have a situation before Obamacare where there's hundreds of companies that are offering hundreds of different plans, and you don't like your plan, in 2 minutes you can get on the phone, get out of your plan, and get another plan, or have no plan. But with a government one-payer system, the only thing you can do is wait for 2 years and then put a ballot in a ballot box. That's the only thing you can do.
And right.
When you go and vote, you know how much that chance of your vote actually, you know, ending up as the vote that decided the election. And it, you know, it's voting is, I don't know.
I think it's better to have a say in it. I think it's better to have a say in it no matter what. Then you can say, at least you tried to have a say in it. You did everything you could. You contacted your senator. You contacted your congressman or congresswoman. You really tried to push up and say, I don't like this, and this is the reason why, and this is how it's affecting my family and the people that live next door and the people down the street, because everybody has their own story, thanks to Moss, to tell. And that's the problem with this, is if people are not telling their story, if people are not complaining and saying this is not working, then there's no way there's going to be a fix to this. You have to have voice to it. Jack in Australia, a new proud papa. Tell us about, Jack, tell us about your new son.
Young Caleb was born on Remembrance Day. What a way to celebrate Remembrance Day.
No kidding. And for people who are listening, Jack, of course, helps us with a show. He does a great job on the DVDs every single week. Your DVD presentation is awesome. So how big is the son? How many pounds?
He came out at 8 pounds, 7.
8 pounds, 7. Wow. And this is, Jack, is this your fourth child?
Yeah, this is Julie and I's fourth.
Wow, terrific. Congratulations.
It's been a long few days.
I bet it's been a long few days. Wow. Fourth one, and who knows, this might not be the last. Is this the last, Jack, or who knows?
Oh, we'll leave that in the good Lord's hands.
There you go. Caleb. Does Caleb have a middle name? What did you say the middle name was?
Caleb Alexander.
Caleb Alexander. I love that. Congratulations. I'm glad that you called. You got through it. The last couple of days, I bet, were exhausting.
Oh, yeah, especially considering, you know, while we've got two older kids, 18 and 14, we've also got a 3-year-old toddler as well, and he's been... Well, missing his mum and getting into all sorts of mischief that he thinks he can get away with as well. Mum's in hospital. But he's been running me ragged today. Sort of like every time I try and get 20 minutes to sort of lay down and catch my breath, you know, I get this knock on the forehead. You know, tap, 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 daddy.
I love it. I love it, Jack. Congratulations. Extend that to your wife as well. That's great news. Maybe on the DVDs you might hear some sound effects of the real baby perhaps crying. How about that? All right, stay with us. We're kicking the can to the other side here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning blue ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, you are the baby.
Here in America tonight, we're talking about Obamacare and the effect on your family and some of the bills that are going to be introduced both in the Senate and in the House. And, of course, in the House, there's a much better chance of some passage of let people keep their health care, which, for whatever that will do, just keeps raising the awareness. And in the Senate, there's not going to be as much support for a vote there. What's interesting is the numbers will come out later, and the Obamacare site, of course, is going to fall far, far short of their 500,000 target. Some people haven't even signed. Some states are not showing any sign-ups, and mixed in all together, it's absolutely going to show that, I think. You know, without a doubt. Then, of course, the other thing is Americans are reaching out, as always, to try to help the people in the Philippines. And if you've seen, this is radio, but if you've seen any of the pictures, let me tell you, it is horrific what's happened. And people are desperate for help there. Water, food, shelter. I mean, they're on the streets. They're on the streets, frankly, with bodies because you just have shards of materials all over the place, and the stench supposedly is unbelievable, and it's tragic, it's awful. They're trying to comb through, figure out what they can do. They have bodies that they're lining up in buses, that they can find buses. I mean, you're talking about the construction there was already bad, and it just blew up with the winds from that typhoon that smashed into the central Philippines, because that's where it is. And the concoction of the geography of that and the population has led to a pretty vulnerable area and these killer typhoons and where it looks like it's headed when you look down the road, that forecasting some of these storms, not good. You had a couple of storm surges, two stories high, and some of the highest winds, they say, ever measured in a tropical cyclone, almost 200 miles an hour, specifically 195 mile an hour was clocked by U.S. satellites, which is crazy. So naturally, these homes were blown over. How could you stand a chance in the middle of that? This is one of the strongest ones to hit land in this century. And this is, I mean, it hit central Philippines at its peak, tossing everything in its wake. And you add the water to that, the factors of terrible construction. And it's it's just like a bomb went off in the middle of this, an incredible bomb. So you have the Marines that are there. Many of the Marines are there. We've deployed a ton of them with food and water and anything that they can possibly get to the people. But it's a horrific situation, to say the least. All right, quickly, let's slide out to Richard in New York. Hi, Richard.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to discuss the Philippines issue and the place is called Tacloban. Now, I'm a veteran. I'm a former U.S. Marine. I was stationed in the Philippines with Charlie Company, Marine Barracks, Subic Bay, detached at NRTF Capiz Tarlac. I was there from 84 to 86. They have experienced typhoons. In fact, they used to put the radio, the PR-77, on my back because it gave me an extra 25 pounds. Okay, so I know what typhoons are, but this thing was almost three times that size, what I've experienced, like 100 mile an hour winds or so. This thing was almost three times that size. Now, the other thing I want to tell you about Tacloban is it's got a lot of history. It's actually Leyte. I haven't heard anyone say that this is Leyte. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Remember the Battle of Leyte in the Pacific?
Yes.
It was the retaking of the Philippines in 1944 by MacArthur, who said he would return. And he did, you know, after the Battle of Leyte. But, you know, that's another thing. Okay, as far as our forces are concerned,
so what can you tell us about Leyte? So that's that in that region that you're talking about. So that is
the northern Gulf of Leyte. Mm.
Yeah.
And the island is Tacloban. Tacloban. It's 325 miles south of Manila. Now Manila is on another island called Luzon.
Mm-hmm.
There are 7,000 islands in the Philippines.
Yes.
You know that?
Yeah, that's why they're saying keep talking geographically. If you look at a map, it's really central Philippines. That's why, because there's so much.
Well,
that's what
central.
I said. They're so flat.
Now, Luzon is considered northern. Okay, so this is where MacArthur landed his troops. Almost exactly where he landed his troops toward the end of World War II to retake the Philippine island.
Wow.
Okay. Right now we have the 3rd Marine Expeditionary Brigade under General Paul Kennedy deployed to the region, and also the USS Washington, which was, prior to that, in port in Hong Kong. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That seems interesting to me.
Yeah, it is interesting.
I could go through more notes, but I'm telling you that this is all I've gotten from the time I got back from the vet, because my dog was hit by a car last night.
And
I was up all night with him and tried to stabilize him. And
that's
Marine
rough.
Corps birthday. It was in November. I mean, and I always look when I let him out when he has to go out the last time at night, because the deer are starting to run okay? And the dogs are going nuts and everybody's running around. The vet told me that more dogs are getting killed like that for some reason. He's never seen anything like it. And
What area, Richard, let me stop you there. What area of New York, where do you live in New York?
Well, it's called Central New York. It's the Finger Lakes region.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm, you know, way away from New York City. I mean, I'm out there, but I'm just north of the Pennsylvania border. So
yeah.
We got a lot of, you know, the deer are starting to move.
Yeah.
And the animals, you know, they sense it too.
Wow.
And we sense it. And we sense it. You know, we got a lot of Mennonites and Amish out here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of us are retired military or whatnot. You know, but this, it seems to be a pattern to all this, and yet people don't seem to know what's going on. The U.S. Marines are responding. The U.S. Marines were on the ground.
Yeah, they
prior to this incident.
Yes.
In the Philippines.
Yes.
Because that lieutenant colonel said that he walked almost 10 miles to get back to the airfield.
Well, yeah,
that's his statement.
Yeah, it's crazy. Richard, thanks so much for adding some of that and the region and what it's like and whatnot. And we've talked about that. We've talked about the Marines, just like Richard was stationed in that area. They're the responders here. They've been key to what's happened in trying to help the people on the ground, because it's just that awful. And you heard Richard say that they, with those islands, they had typhoons before, but never anything like what we're describing now. And, you know, they say a photograph is worth 1,000 words, and I'm telling you, if you see any of the photographs of this area, it is just, mind-numbing. If you go to the website americatonight.net, on the side, you click on their stories, it shows you the unbelievable devastation, and it is undescribable. Words just don't really do enough to tell you what it's like on the ground. Coming up on America Tonight, retired Sergeant Major Bruce Parkham. He'll join us to talk about the years that he spent in the Green Berets and what he did during his time, the countries that he was dropped into in Latin America, Kosovo. He was one of the first people on the ground. So stay with us as we continue to honor veterans here on America Tonight.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing, because the fact is, FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now, and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp you HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Talk with veterans today on this, of all days, very important day. And really throughout this whole week, we're celebrating Veterans Day. That's the way I feel, certainly, with people in my own family. He's the CEO of the McAllen Group, and his name is Bruce Parkham, Sergeant Major Retired Bruce Parkham. He went into the Army in 1980. He spent 2 decades plus one in service, and that included 18 years in the Green Berets. Boy, that is a one tough group. They never leave a man behind, and if I needed help, I'd go to the Green Berets. Hey, thanks so much, Bruce, for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
No problem, Kate. I really appreciate being here. Thank you.
So talk about, I wanted to wind the clock back for a minute and take you back to 1980 and your decision to go to the Army, and do you remember what that was like, and do you remember when you went through basic and you realized, wow, I'm really in this, and when you could feel that camaraderie with the group you were involved with?
Yeah, I mean, my road to the Green Berets is a lot different from most. My decision to join the Army was kind of made by my father when he informed me that my only options after high school were to get out of the house or join the Army. And so I promptly selected one of them, and he took me down to the recruiters, and I went in 1980 and actually joined the infantry. There were no direct roads to special forces at that time in 1980 that I was aware of at the time. And spent 3.5 years in the infantry, and I was in Germany. Started to really feel that the Army was my only hope. I was a very confused young man, a lot of issues at that time. And as a matter of fact, I ended up in Special Forces because my first sergeant, who was a Green Beret combat veteran with MAC V SOG, which was the classified special forces operation in Vietnam. When I took a look at me, I talked about being a Green Beret, and I had actually caused so much trouble that he had typed up my paperwork to kick me out of the Army and at the same time offered me a special forces packet, and he told me to select one. And because he said it was the only place that I would really thrive. As a young man, I had a lot going for me, but it wasn't going to happen in the regular Army. So I once again made a choice and entered the Green Berets in 1984 and stayed until my retirement in early 2001.
Wow, so you get into special forces. What was it like being going from infantry? I love the story, by the way, that you didn't have a choice again. So you moved from infantry level to now Special Forces Green Beret. And as I said, I have some friends that are Green Berets. They are awesome guys. And they, like I said, if I was ever in trouble, they're the first two guys that I would call. What was it like being part of that group?
It was just unimaginable to go from the regular Army, where there's so much structure and rules, to an environment where basically you're so empowered as a sergeant to do to run classes, to develop classes, to lead troops in deployment for combat and to do training. And I mean, the level of empowerment that you have there is just unlike anything else. It's truly a democratic entity. I mean, we have very high rank structure, but we all work so closely together that rank is immaterial. It's a meritocracy. You are selected to do what you do because you're better than anybody else. And after you go through all that training, and you know, which is airborne school, and then you get your phase one back then, which is like a mini ranger course for 4 weeks of small unit tactics and survival training. And then you go as a combo man, which I was, 8 weeks of Morse code training, then another 8 weeks of communications training, and another 4 weeks of field training to get your Green Beret. And you just meet these unbelievable men that had done so much in your life, and they were such great mentors. I mean, I'd been raised by Vietnam vets all the way up until then. It was great. And it was, and I knew that once I had put that green hat on and I got my first operational detachment and we deployed, I was stationed in Panama at that time and we had a battalion there, and I deployed on my first trip to the middle of the Amazon jungle in Peru to work with their special forces in a place that we didn't even have maps for. We were so far out in the Amazon basin. We didn't have map coverage. I knew that I had found my home.
Yeah, wow, in the middle of nowhere, no maps, nothing. You have to have incredible, I mean, what would you say, what are the key attributes to being good with special forces, to be a candidate for special forces, and to really be a member of the Green Berets where you can stick with that core, it's not too much? What are the three things you have to have?
Well, I would say that, based on what we look for, our requirements in the military and our mission relies on a key attribute that, most other military organizations, to include the elite ones, never ever look for. And that is the ability to build rapport. It's that, that ability to build a level of respect between you as an American and an indigenous person from any other culture, to build that rapport that's necessary to go ahead and, facilitate your mission and get accomplished what needs to be done for this country. Other than that, the ability to work outside the box, to think outside the box. We're a very unregimented organization. I mean, our men are given a mission. I've seen it. But we've dropped 12 men. That's the size of our ODAs. Our unit is a team of 12 individuals. That's all. We'll get dropped off in the middle of the country with nothing else than to say, we'll be back in 6 months, take this unit and build a ranger, ranger battalion out of it. And we'll get dropped off. And that's our mission. We have very minimal oversight. And because of the maturity of our men, we get this thing done. So the ability to build rapport, the ability to think outside the box, and then the maturity. We look for maturity in our individuals far beyond their years. I'd say those are the, you know, three key attributes that we look for that other units, you know, don't look for. You hear about, you know, the Navy SEALs and the Army Rangers and Delta Force and all these guys. I mean, they're all, you know, they look for, you know, physical fitness, of course, and mental toughness and stamina. And that's, I consider that the base of what we look for in special forces. And then those other attributes of what I look for that are above and beyond what most other organizations seek in their people.
Yeah, well said. So taking those attributes, one of the many places where you were dropped off was Kosovo. Wow. Was that at the height of the action that was over there? Because it was crazy at times.
Yes. I took the first group. It was called a Special Operations and Command and Control Element, a SOCC. I was the company sergeant major of the company that was selected to bring the first Special Forces guys into Kosovo after the air war. We did have a couple of other SF units on the ground when we landed. We were the first organized command structure to show up, and we built Kate, that goes to something that, you know, I was talking about earlier about the ability to think outside the box. When we showed up in Kosovo, there was no military structure at all. Nothing. I mean, they were sitting in a field. They were dropping connexes off, helicopters flying away. And in 6 months, we built the entire special operations infrastructure that exists to this day that's still supporting activities in Kosovo 13 years later. And, you know, I was the only guy in the company because I'd served in the El Salvadorian conflict for a year and a half. I was really the only guy in my company that had seen combat. So I was able to provide that level of mentorship to my men, which was key at that time because this was, you know, prior to 9/11, and able to really lead them in a direction that, you know, some other sergeant majors might not have been able to do because of my experience in El Salvador.
Yeah, thanks for your service. Now you move from that, you make the transition from those hairy areas where you were first guy in, that kind of stuff, and teaching and whatnot, on the fly and being able to think outside the box, to the CEO of McAllen. Tell us about that group and what you do.
Well, when I left the Army in 2001, I'm going to ramble a little bit because it's all key. Back before 9/11, and this gets to the crux of what we're doing now with the Green Beret Foundation, there were no job opportunities for veterans, and I was literally unemployed for a year. And I was playing semi-pro rugby just for something to do. I was engaged and getting married. Anyways, when I got my first job, I was fortunate enough in a weird way after the towers fell to be called up for the unit I was with was called up to support the invasion. So I was a retired technician, and because the unit, which was all civilians and engineers, did not know how to deploy, I was able to, you know, because of my experience, deploy them. We went to an area in Africa, and we flew a bunch of missions over Afghanistan helping out the invasion force. And I got my first look at defense contracting. And I didn't like the way companies treated people. I didn't like the way companies were treating their customers. So I formed my own company in 2002. And my partner and I grew that from when he got out of the Army. He came and helped me out, and we grew that to a very large portfolio of companies around the world, one of which we sold last year. And I am now on my own as the McAllen Group, and we specialize in defense intelligence services, product development, software development, and cybersecurity services in our group of companies.
Wow. All right. Good stuff. Thank you so much for your service, Sergeant Major retired Bruce Parkham. What an interesting story. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Hey, anytime. Thank you very much, and thank you for what you're doing for our veterans, and I appreciate your support. You have a great night.
Thanks. Thank you, too.
Welcome back to Secrets to Saving. Jen, you're saving $300 a month. What's your secret?
Sam, I called the National Mortgage Connection. They connected me with a great lender who refinanced my home loan into a much lower rate. Plus, they didn't charge me any closing costs. No escrow fees, no origination fee, and no credit report fee.
Let's go to Jeff now.
I called National Mortgage Connection, too. I also refinanced into a lower rate, and now I'm saving around $3,000 a year. And they refinanced me even though I was underwater on my mortgage.
It's no secret that a lower interest rate means a lower payment, which means you save money. And saving is sexy. With record low rates, you've got to call NMC now. They're a referral service that connects homeowners with a pre-screened lender offering no closing cost loans. And you can refi even if you're underwater. Call 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
In 1965, this was the sound. Permission's done. One more time. One more time. One more time. Great to see. Kettle drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come to mama. And get your permission to see. Papa's got a brand new bag.
All right, we're making that final turn here on America Tonight. Again, thanks so much for all of your service, people listening to us in the military and people who have previously served in the military. It's not just lip service. It truly, you have to be around veterans. I think you have to have family members who served. If you didn't serve yourself, it'd be an interesting conversation to have one night on the show, and we've done it in the past. It's been a long time since we have. I have a friend that lives in Israel, and her son, for the first time now, just is doing his service, because, of course, as you know, in Israel, everybody serves, unless there's a few reasons why someone wouldn't, but they're very rare. People that go on to be whatever they go on to be, from doctors to lawyers to just everyday folks. The idea there is everybody has to understand what it means to serve, and they have to serve in the military. And we don't have that, of course, in this country. Some people think it would make a big difference if we did. But the people who have made a difference in our lives are the people that have really put it on the line, and there isn't any question about it. The man who you just heard, Bruce Parkman, was certainly one of those. Listening to his tales of being just dropped into areas and how much passion he had for it and being there on the ground. Can you imagine that situation in Kosovo? absolutely incredible. So I did get a lot of emails from people who served or people who feel that the military often doesn't, in all branches, doesn't get recognized quite enough. So on that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Manny in Illinois. It says, Miss Kate, I am proud to have served in the Army for over 10 years. I have to tell you, the camaraderie that you have with the people you serve with in these different units is so unique, and the bond is so close. You can understand, I think, what it means when somebody is lost, when you have to say goodbye to somebody. I have been in some pretty harried situations and then had periods of service where I was on a base. Either way, it didn't matter. We were all a very close-knit unit. Like the movie title says, Band of Brothers, we were truly a band of brothers. Thanks for recognizing the military. Well, thank you, Manny, for your service. Yeah, that camaraderie, I've heard that before, including from my husband. He was on an aircraft carrier and was in the Navy, and then ultimately went on to get a degree in aeronautics, but said it was the stories he tells are funny, and he talks about the how close-knit they were, because at one point they were going after on the aircraft carrier, they were going after Saddam Hussein, so they were kind of the warning shot out in the water, getting over there as a stopgap measure, and spent probably about 8 months on the ship because of that. And he said, you know, in those close quarters, you get very, very close. I mean, on a ship like that, on an aircraft carrier, they call them coffins where the beds are, because you only have so much space. You have three guys in these bunks that are on top of each other, and I guess that would make you pretty close. And I love hearing the stories across the board from, you know, so many people. Here's another one. This one from Jack, and this is Jack who says, Kate, as far as the military is concerned, I'll tell you what, we cannot do enough in this country, and in the past we haven't done as much as we should. I feel very encouraged when I hear of so much, how much we are starting to do in these veterans hospitals, or at least by all accounts trying to do, as far as manage some of the psychological damage for these poor kids who have been in some pretty scary situations in Afghanistan, and they don't want anyone's pity, but they definitely need help for the emotional tear that it puts on you when you're right there on the front lines day after day. It's very tough, I think, for so many of them to admit to PTSD, but to get that help. And luckily now it's much more in the open, and I hope it continues to be that way. I hope people realize how tough it is to struggle to survive when you suffer from PTSD. Yep, thanks for that. It is got to be tough. We've heard stories from other people who have been on the show about that it is an emotional journey that is like no other when you've walked in those boots, and then you come back and you try to assimilate into whatever kind of normal life, and how hard it is to make that transition. Here's one from Mr. Downtown. I know there's got to be a story there. Mr. Downtown says, Kate, I am so sick of this conversation about Obamacare. You nailed it. Everybody's health care is different. Yes, while there are little threads of similarities, mostly it's different because it depends on your age, depends on your family situation, your economic situation, and whether you work for a company or you own a small business or you're a contractor. Contractors can have it really tough in these circumstances. They have to take advantage of every single possibility, and that's part of it, knowing what you're entitled to, because I have a feeling a lot of people aren't even aware of what that looks like and what it means. Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's like the whole situation with taxes. Most people, you know, it's that thing in your head where you say, oh, I hate numbers, I hate taxes, I hate it, I hate it, I hate it. And so there are probably things that you should legitimately get as write-offs that you're not taking advantage of. Maybe you're in that situation, especially if you're an independent contractor and you own your own business. We've had Mike Bonacorsi on purpose talking about possible ways to save because there's no pension in these situations. And he's talked about some of the advantages, some of the ways that you can do it. And we'll talk to him more about that. But there are other things that you can do just on tax forms and whatnot. And the same thing with health care. If there's ways to pull a portion of that off, absolutely do it, especially if the premiums are going up on you and the deductible, because the deductible for most people would be worrisome too as well. If you've got debt, then you have to, something happens and you got to plop on some more debt on top of that. It's tough to get out from underneath that, especially if you have a deductible of $8,000-$10,000 or more. I think I've told the story about a friend who went to have a gallbladder removed, not thinking that had to happen. Then they kept her overnight for 3 nights in a hospital in Los Angeles, and she didn't need to be there for the 2 other nights of observation, but in the end, it was $150,000. She had insurance, but still had to pay over $10,000. Even with the insurance, it paid something like 80%, I think it was, and that can hit you pretty hard, I would say. And for some people, it's way more than that. There's no question that the situation is bizarre for too many across the country, and I think the confusion is just starting. There's much more that people don't realize, I believe, with their own health care that's happening. All right, quickly, this is our last one, this one from Carrie. Carrie says, I just want to say a big shout-out and a booyah to all the Marines out there listening to your show, Kate. It is a wonderful thing to serve with this country in the capacity that many of us have. And I thank you for the time for allowing me to say that. I am someone who served in the military for 2 decades, and I'm proud of every single moment. Well, we're proud that you served for 2 decades. And, yeah, booyah is a good way to say that. To all of you listening to us in the military, thanks so much for your service.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system, and a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.